Hi everyone, it's Paul here live from the Wanneroo Small Business Expo, and I'm very excited to be interviewing my guest today, who is Chris Kern. So Chris has been operating her own successful health practice, Mind and Body Revival, for over 11 years. For the last 5 years, she's been located in Balcatta. She's passionate about people helping to enjoy, have healthy, happy, enjoyable lives without the need for drugs. So she integrates her knowledge and experience from over 11 years operating as a naturopath and over 7 years as a clinical hypnotherapist to her clients to provide a holistic approach to changing on the inside and on the out. Chris, thank you so much for agreeing to be interviewed today. I'm really excited to be able to share your knowledge and experiences with the audience. So I'd love you just to touch on basically what started you on your journey for your business? What was the big driving force that started you?
Well, actually, it was my own health issues. I was one of those people that was really sick when I was young, and in my mid to late 30s, my health started to fall apart. And I actually was diagnosed with Hashimoto's disease, which is an autoimmune disease of the thyroid, and put on thyroid hormones, which is the standard medical approach. And it didn't really work effectively for me. Sure, I felt slightly better when I was on the hormones, but I was still dragging myself around, and I did that for 5 to 6 years. And then after an overseas trip, a long overseas trip, I thought enough is enough, and I was really stressed with my work that I'd been doing, which was working as a radiation therapist treating cancer patients. And so I thought, why not, apart from having a career change, choose something that where I can find the answers to my own health issues. And that caused me to study naturopathy, which I really love. And you know, coming from a sort of semi-medical background, it's like, you know, the other side of the fence.
Yeah, definitely.
A totally different perspective, but exactly. I love it. It just makes so much more sense.
That's brilliant. Thank you for sharing that. So I'd love to touch on, I know you specialise in clinical hypnotherapy as well. So could you just explain to the audience basically what hypnotherapy is about? Because I'm sure a lot of people have these strange perceptions of what hypnotherapy is. Like you said, off interview, people picture that they're made to do silly things on stage or, you know, act like an idiot. So,
Hypnotherapy uses the state of trance, which is a natural, perfectly natural state of trance that people go into every single day. And there's nothing magical about it. You know, when you're in that sort of twilight zone, like when you're drifting off to sleep at night, or you've woken up, say, on a Sunday morning, you don't have to rush off to work, and you're just feeling half awake, half asleep, and very relaxed. And that's pretty much how hypnotherapy is. And even daydreaming is very much like trance. It's a light state of trance where we're so focused on what we're daydreaming about that we don't even, you know, we're totally oblivious to everything going on around us. And so in that state, the brain waves change. There's been quite a bit of research done, and it's quite complicated, understanding that, but the brainwave patterns do actually change in trance. And people go into a more creative state of mind where they can actually become open to new ideas, suggestions, awarenesses and understandings. So they can see things from a different perspective, and that relates to all sorts of things, you know, making changes in their lives. And
that's incredible. Is that to do with like your beta and alpha states? Is that the difference?
Yes, but it changes in different parts of the brain. So, I was trying to, like some people say, the left brain, which is more, the left side of the brain, which is more active when we're, you know, more dominant when we're busy in our daily lives, that calms down, and the right side, which is the creative side of the brain, becomes more active. But in fact, that's not strictly true when you look at the studies that have been done. So it's quite complicated to explain. You know, I don't fully understand it myself, and I don't think anyone really does. But we know that brainwave patterns do change. They are slower, which is what happens when we're going into sleep. And in that state of mind, apart from feeling more relaxed, people can tap into that creative part of their mind, and they can oftentimes come up with the answers that they're looking for to questions, or new solutions to old problems. and just be able to see things in their life differently, which can make a huge difference to their health and their happiness.
That's perfect. I might need to use that. My little boy lost my car keys today, so I might need to use that hypnotherapy to be able to try and figure out where he's done with them.
Someone not so much with finding something lost, but it can be used for that. But I have helped someone recall what happened on a particular day. Someone accused her of doing a certain thing on a particular day, and she couldn't actually remember anything from that day. And even I was amazed at all the details she came up with, and she was just blown away herself, and she felt really happy.
Yeah, definitely. So I'd love for you just to discuss a bit more with the audience. So basically, what does hypnotherapy help you to overcome, or what are some of the solutions that hypnotherapy can provide?
Okay, so one of the things that I commonly help people with is quitting smoking. So changing habits, you know, whether it's quitting smoking, overeating, eating for emotional reasons. So it's fantastic for helping people with weight loss because it can help on so many different levels, you know, whether it's the emotional eating, it's overeating, eating the wrong kinds of foods, increasing motivation to eat healthier foods and exercise and overcome stress, which can often be a factor in weight issues. But it can be used for so many other different things, you know, particularly stress and anxiety, overcoming those fears and phobias. Sometimes, you know, only one or a couple of sessions are needed for someone to actually overcome a phobia. Or it can be used for people with addictions. I don't so much work with people with addictions, although most people think that smoking is an addiction. In fact, it's not. It's a habit. It's a very powerful habit, though. But, you know, many people can quit smoking with just one session. And
that's a new one to me. Like, I never thought that. Like, I would have never thought that smoking wasn't an addiction. It's just a habit.
If it really was an addiction, patches and gums would work, or people would become addicted to them. And neither of which is true, because the studies have shown the success rate for patches and gums is under 10%, and with hypnotherapy, it's much higher than doing it on your own.
Yeah, definitely. Wow, that's really interesting.
And there are other things, other habits that it can be helpful with, things like nail biting and hair pulling, skin picking. I've had a number of clients with those kind of issues. Procrastination.
That'd be a massive one. A lot of people are guilty of.
Simple things like helping to boost people's self-esteem and their self-confidence. Also, boosting performance with study or sports or even in business. I've had a few clients with travel sickness. We've had great success with that. And sleep problems is another common one. But it's not limited to those things either. You know, there's lots of research being done in the medical area, so it's particularly with regard to pain, but both acute and chronic, but also boosting the immune system. You know, there have been some studies done where they've done hypnotherapy and before and after they've done blood tests to look at the white cells, white cell count, which, you know, go on attack against infection, and they've found that it's actually risen. The white cell count has risen after hypnotherapy. It's been used to speed up recovery after surgery and also for reducing the anxiety, you know, prior to surgery as well, about procedures, not just surgery but also medical procedures. Some of those can be quite unpleasant.
I think it's incredible to realise the potential of our mind and what we can actually achieve through it, and by utilising amazing tools and resources like what you utilise and able to help clients with. It's so many things that you just wouldn't ever think of, or people just turn to like natural medicine or natural therapies when there's these alternatives that are proven, like the hypnotherapy, to be able to generate amazing results.
Exactly. And also another area that there's been quite a bit of research done in is with irritable bowel syndrome.
Okay.
So many people suffer with irritable bowel syndrome, you know, all those unpleasant symptoms every single day. And having suffered with it myself, I totally get it, how debilitating it can be. Hot flushes in postmenopausal women, you know, that's another area there's been some research done in. And it's also used in dentistry. So people have had removal of teeth under without any anaesthetic by using hypnotherapy. So that's not an area that I deal with, but that just shows the scope of hypnosis and hypnotherapy and how powerful the mind actually is.
Well, that's incredible. I think it's you've blown me away with all of these things that we're able to achieve through hypnotherapy and to overcome. I'm huge on like mindset and learning about things. Like, I know I went through John Assaraf's program, which is a lot on the hypnotherapy where you listen to things and reprograms your thoughts overnight, over time. And honestly, the results from that, so I completely back and believe everything you do. It's incredible. So if somebody wanted to get in touch for one of these habits or issues that they've got, they're looking to overcome, what would be the best way to reach out to them?
Well, they can give me a call on my 1300 number, which is 1300-599-872. And they can also visit my website, mindandbodyrevival.com.au, or even soon I'll have a new website, mindandbodyrevival.com. And those are probably the best ways. And I will gladly have a chat with anyone about the issues to see if I can, if I believe that I can help them. And if I can't, I will definitely refer them on. You know, I don't like to work with people if their issue is not something that I feel comfortable with. And it's also great to have a chat with the person so that we can get a feel for each other as well. You really want to feel comfortable with your practitioner. Because, you know, a lot of these issues are quite personal, so that's really, really important. So please feel free to give me a call, 1300-599-872.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Chris. And I'm so excited to have interviewed you and be able to share your knowledge and experiences. And I'm sure it's going to help a lot of the people listening as well. So thank you very much for that.
Thanks, Paul.